Welcome to the PAFNX podcast, a podcast created and hosted by students and faculty of the Premier Academy of Fine Arts of North Texas. Shows will include Survey Says with Kira, Think on These Things, Bible Verses with Kira and Dr. Tinius, guest shows, deep dive discussions with Dr. Tinius, the improv show, fast food, catch it if you can, a food review, and more. We will do one show a week. It will be recorded on Fridays, posted on the following Wednesdays. I am your host, Kira Carter. I am 17 years old. I joined this school for art. However, I like singing and acting as well. I am excited to see where the school is headed for young people in their walk with Christ. I was raised in a good Christian home. I like foxes in Ireland. I want to move to Ireland. However, it is very hard to get a citizenship over there. My peace Bible verse is Psalms 23:2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. It kind of makes me think of Ireland in a way. My favorite book is Jeremiah. However, I am just starting to read it. My favorite color is midnight green. I like airsoft, knife throwing, Christian rap, and rock, cozy environments, and many other things. That's all about me. So our next toast is Dr. Tinius.
Dr. Elizabeth Tinius, and I'm going to start out with my walk of faith. So I grew up in the Church of Christ, and my heart for service and missions really started during my first mission trip to Mexico. I'm extremely fortunate to have extensive experience in mission work. From those trips to Mexico, then in college, I lived in Lisbon, Portugal, and Moscow, Russia, working with teaching English using the Bible. I've also served on multiple additional medical mission teams to Mexico and Honduras and a service trip to the Philippines. As far as my career, this is my 14th year in education. I taught Spanish and English at the high school and middle school levels for 9 years, and I was a high school administrator for 3 years. I just earned my doctoral degree in organizational leadership from Lamar University last year. And it was so exciting to finally be finished after 24 years of what felt like consecutive college. I love public speaking, and I'm also a Maxwell Leadership Speaker because I'm very passionate about personal growth and professional growth and youth leadership. And some of you know that I love singing. In high school, I sang in the group The Sweet Expressions, which is a semi-professional a cappella group in Austin. We traveled throughout the state of Texas. And I've also been requested to sing the national anthem at various military, school, and government functions. But my most memorable performance was singing at a dinner in honor of George W. Bush in Dripping Springs. In college, I performed in various shows and private functions and was part of the choir. I also played percussion from middle school through college and was part of the elite UNT drumline and the Green Brigade marching band at UNT. And I also play a little piano and guitar, but I love music of all genres. My husband Damon and I recently celebrated our 24-year anniversary, and we have 4 amazing kids. Our oldest son is in the Navy. Our girls are in college, one at Abilene Christian University and one at Lubbock Christian University. And we still have a junior at home. I'm a native Texan, and my husband is an adopted Texan. We have lived in the Metroplex for almost the entirety of our marriage. So in terms of the school, I'm the executive director and the founder of the Premier Academy of Fine Arts in North Texas, which you will hear referred to us as PAFNTX at times. And I'm super excited about doing this podcast with Kira.
For our listeners, Dr. Tinius and I will be hosting this podcast depending on the episode. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a discussion about the school. Welcome back. I'm Kira, a student at the Premier Academy of Fine Arts of North Texas, and I am here with our founder and executive director, Dr. Elizabeth Tinius, to talk about the school and how it got started. Dr. Tinius, how did this whole idea for the school come about?
So the story is kind of long, but a couple of years ago, I started a new position as an associate principal, and several things happened that really made me question my role at the school. You know, sometimes God intentionally puts us in uncomfortable situations and circumstances in order to get us out of our comfort zone so that we feel like we have to make changes. And had the situation not happened, I never would have been prompted to take such a risk or try something new like this. So one night over the Christmas break back in 2021, I was extremely unhappy at work, and I just felt like God was really speaking to me to make a change. So I sat down on my computer, and the question came to me, what type of school would I want to work at? If I were to create a school, what would it be like? So I ended up typing out about 20 pages of ideas, from a name to how many teachers we would have, to what types of classes we would offer, how we would handle discipline, and how we would provide unique opportunities for our students. I'd always envisioned a fine arts academy, but unlike any other high school that I know of that exists. I also typed up ideas of how it would be a Christian school and what our goals for our students would be. I started taking steps to learn how to start a private Christian school, a nonprofit organization, and I started to create a program for our school. It's definitely been a learning curve for me. And now, 2 years later, here we are. I've said this for years, but in my opinion, there really is no greater calling than investing in our youth. The public school system is not and working in the best interest of students, teachers, or families. And as a teacher and an administrator, I've seen a significant increase in student apathy, mental illness, and disciplinary issues over the past 5 to 6 years, but especially in 2020 and the COVID epidemic. I've also witnessed a significant decline in the authority of administrators and teachers to effectively handle student discipline and violence. Students and teachers deserve a safe learning and teaching environment where they can thrive. I'm working diligently with our team to provide that environment. The fact is that the arts control culture, so we have a huge opportunity for our ministry through the arts. From visual art to music, books, and literature, movies, shows, theater, dance, etc. The harvest is ready, but the workers are few, so our mission is to launch Christian artists who use their talents to lead people to Christ. Our students will receive an education grounded in apologetics so that they're not only able to articulate their faith, they're also able to defend it. We are focused on biblical truth, the highest levels of educational standards, and professional experiences that students will only get at the Premier Academy of Fine Arts of North Texas.
Sounds like a lot of work has been done to get this school started. Our first day of school was September 5th, but that was more than a year and a half after you started working on creating the school. Mm-hmm. So what is the mission of the school, and what are we doing to fulfill that mission?
So our mission is to launch Christian artists to use their talents to lead people to Christ. So the school is essentially a fine arts high school, but we have 3 departments that are each led by a principal who specializes in that area. The School of Academics, the School of Apologetics, and the School of Fine Arts. Each department complements the other, but our overarching goal is discipleship. Our biblical teaching is grounded in apologetics so that by graduation, each student will have the skills to clearly articulate their testimony and share the gospel, and they will have the skills necessary to defend their faith, not only using biblical knowledge, but also the science, history, geology, archaeology, biology, and more to be able to defend their faith. We plan on launching out strong, faithful young Christian men and women who use their talents to teach, inspire, and encourage others in such a way that they will draw people to Christ.
I agree, Dr. Tinius, because it is truly giving a Christian opportunity to young adults and students for people who may not have learned about Christ or the Bible before. We want to show them the true love of family and love of Christ, and we can do that through our talents.
Exactly. I was listening to another podcast recently about how God gives us these talents and how it must please Him when we're using these talents for the purpose He intended, and not just wasting them, or worse, using them for our own glory.
Yes. So let's talk about the vision of the school. Where do you see the school in 5 years?
So we have a pretty large strategic plan in place for the school with a large vision. The first part of our vision is, of course, to be the premier school of the arts in the area and beyond. We want to be the school of choice, and we're working on building a team of elite artists to help make that happen. For example, Dr. Stingley, who is the principal of Fine Arts, he is a world-renowned opera singer. He lived in Vienna and was a premier vocalist in dozens of shows over there. He has also performed with some of the most prestigious organizations globally, such as the New York Symphony Orchestra, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and too many more to name. To find more information on our teachers and faculty members, our listeners can check out our website. We are so fortunate and blessed to have the team we have been building for over the past year. As far as students, we have already had requests for students to board at the school, so we're working on making connections to help us find and create real-world opportunities for our students. We're also working on business and church partnerships that will help us be a strong force in the immediate community and also in the film, music, theater, art, and literary communities nationwide. We welcome partnerships and anyone who wants to invest in our school. In 5 years, I see us being the school of choice for any student who has aspirations to be a professional artist, actor, musician, writer, filmmaker, creator, dancer, and any other area that fits in the arts.
I think that is a good goal plan and plan for the future that God has for the school. I can't wait to help with that now and when I graduate. But we do have a lot going on now too. What are some opportunities we have for students right now? And what are some upcoming opportunities that students will have in the future?
So since we're just getting started, we have just a few opportunities. First, we had an amazing art show last semester featuring our own Kira, i.e. you, and you did an awesome job. It was an incredible first show, but we have a couple of more shows planned for the semester too. For our actors and musicians, we have partnered with a company out of Georgia called Faith-Based Student Musicals. The founder and owner is Marlene Dickinson, and she's a really strong Christian woman. She's given us the rights to one of the musicals, so we're working on a world premiere performance. We have the opportunity for this show to be televised so that the school and students will earn money for this performance. We also have the new podcast that students can join in on, and we have ideas for other podcasts that students can lead as well. We also have some art commissions available for artists, and we have some performance and leadership opportunities for our musicians. In the future, our vision is huge. We plan for every musician, actor, performer, and dancer to have multiple performance, real-world, paid performance opportunities within the school and within the community as well. We already have a partnership with a Christian distribution company that will distribute our music and audio recordings to platforms like iTunes, Pandora, Spotify, and other musical platforms. And we plan for our writers, filmmakers, artists, songwriters, and others to have paid commissions and other opportunities to be paid for the work. We're starting relationships with local art galleries where students can have art displayed, and we already have a connection with a Christian publishing company where we plan to have our books, scripts, and other writing published. One of our dreams is also to film our own school movie. The dream is that we have students write the script, students direct the performance, students be the actors, and students perform and record original music, film, edit, and produce the movie. We have some connections with several media outlets, local movie studios, and we're working on launching our own TV station. And there's so much more. Students will have tons of opportunities to perform with the school.
The art show was exciting, and I made a little money. That leads me to my last question. How can students enroll in the school?
So, in order to be considered as a potential student, students must audition. The audition process is really simple. Students sign up on our audition page, givebutter.com/auditions/NTX, and the link will be in the comments. And all performance-based auditions, such as musicians, dancers, singers, actors, etc., will have time to perform for the judges. After the audition, students will move to an interview with some of our board members, and essentially, we just want to get to know our potential students and make sure we are a good fit for them.
Thank you, Dr. Tinius.
Thank you. It is so exciting to talk about the school and all the great things we have going on. So let's talk about the name of the show. We were brainstorming before the winter break, and you were the one who thought of Pafanax. So explain to our listeners, what does Pafanax mean?
How we got Pafanax is from Premier Academy of Fine Arts of North Texas. We took the PA from Premier Academy and the FA from Fine Arts, and then we added Pafanax, which means you have a talent for something, and that's exactly what the school stands for.
Exactly. I love it. At first, I didn't really think about the fact that if you have a knack for something, that means you're good at it.
Yes, it's a perfect fit. Well, that's all we have for today. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for our next episode, Fast Food, You Better Catch It, a food review. Our mission is now your mission. Unleash your gifts and shine God's light.